Praise be Jesus and Mary. In reading the first reading, we can understand why St. John the Apostle is called the Apostle of Love. He just mentions it over and over again. And in this particular reading, he makes this comparison with fear and how perfect love drives out fear. In this is love brought to perfection among us. First, he notes that there are degrees of love. There's the beginner, proficient, and the perfect. And even among the perfect, there are degrees of perfection. In this is love brought to perfection among us, that we have confidence on the day of judgment. Right, so this is a sign that our love has reached a relative degree of perfection, that we are confident on the day of judgment, right? That we're not fearing the punishment of God on the day of our judgment. Just reading from Cornelius Elapide's commentary, he says, perfect charity produces this result, namely confidence in the day of judgment, both the particular judgment, that is the one that follows our death, and the general judgment, that will be the last day of the world. Hence the righteous desire the coming of the Lord. Right? So here's a sign that love in you has reached a relative degree of perfection, that you desire the second coming, that you want to see Christ, that you long for heaven. Just like St. Paul, who desired to be dissolved and to be with Christ. As St. Augustine says, they live, those who have arrived at perfect love, or at least a certain degree of perfect love, they live with patience and die with delight. Okay? Because we do not love the world, but we love God with all of our hearts, all of our strength, and we even love our enemies, right? All of that signs that you have reached a relative degree of perfection in love. Therefore, brethren, says St. Augustine, take heed, strive inwardly with yourselves that you desire the day of judgment. In no other way is charity proved to be perfect except when that day begins to be longed for. So St. John goes on to say that there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And so one who fears is not yet perfect in love. Now there are different kinds of fear that love drives out. And there is also a particular kind of fear that love does not drive out, but rather increases. Right? Now, one of the fears that perfect love does drive out is what's considered a worldly fear. Okay, when you fear men and punishment from men. Okay, this fear may be taken to mean that worldly fear by which, through dread of parents, relations, other people, anyone breaks the commandments of God. Okay. If anyone breaks the commandments out of human respect, that type of thing, that's worldly fear. And in fact, the scripture says, the people who have this kind of fear are those who will be cast in to the pool of fire, right? The book of Revelation, chapter 21, around verse 8, says, but as for cowards, the unfaithful, the depraved, murderers, the unchaste, etc., deceivers of every sort, their lot is in the burning pool of fire and sulfur, which is the second death. So it says, but as for cowards, some translations say, but as for the fearful, right? And that refers to those who are willing to offend God, you know, because they don't want to offend man, or they're afraid of man. They won't profess their faith publicly and therefore deny Christ practically, or for any other reason, that they have that worldly fear. Okay. So the other type of fear that perfect love casts out is that servile fear that is oftentimes found in the beginner, right? They fear offending God because they don't want to be damned. And so you see how love in them is just at its bare minimum. They're observing the commandments because they don't want to go to hell. Okay, that's not a bad thing. That is a good thing, but it's not the best thing. So that love should grow, and that servile fear should be cast out and be replaced with the fear of the Lord that is the gift of the Holy Spirit, right? Now, this is the fear that perfect love does not cast out, but instead grows as love becomes more perfect. And so this is the fear of offending God our Father who loves us. We simply dread the thought of such a thing. For chastened and filial fear abides with charity and increases as charity increases. The more perfect and holy anyone is, the more he fears and reverences God with filial love and fear, and fears to offend him in the very slightest degree. This is the fear with which the just are bid to fear God. And so, on our part, we need to strive. Strive to make progress in love, that our love become perfect, casting out those other fears, the worldly fear, the servile fear, and to replace it and make increase that gift of the Holy Spirit, okay, that filial fear of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.